Please start the meeting.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I am Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of the company, participating in the meeting through video conferencing from the registered office in Mumbai. I welcome all the dignitaries present, as well as all esteemed shareholders of the company participating at this 17th annual general meeting of the company through video conferencing. Pursuant to the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and the Securities Exchange Board of India, this AGM is conducted through video conferencing. As per the said circulars, the companies are also dispensed with the requirement of sending the physical copies of the notice and annual report for the financial year 2022-23 to the members. Accordingly, the notice and the annual report of the company for the financial year 2022-23 has been sent by electronic means to all those members whose email IDs were registered with the depositories and RTA, and also the hard copies are sent to the shareholders who have opted for the same. Since the requisite quorum being present through video conferencing as informed by our company secretary, I call the meeting to order. Further, I welcome all my fellow board members and KMPs. Mr. Jugal Shah, Executive Director of the company, Ms. Nidhi Bhusha, Non-Executive Independent Woman Director and Chairman of Audit, Nomination and Stakeholders Committee, Mr. Milind Ramani, Non-Executive Independent Director, Mr. Dipen Shah, Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director and Member of the Nomination and Remuneration Committee, Mr. Sanjay Kumar Doshi, Additional Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director and Member of Audit, Nomination and Stakeholders Committee, Mr. Naveen Kumar, Chief Financial Officer of the company, and Ms. Guddi Bajpai, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of the company, who are participating in the meeting through video conferencing from their respective locations in Mumbai. Representative of the Statutory Auditor, Mr. Rakesh Soni of Messrs. Rakesh Soni and Company, is also present at this meeting through video conferencing. We also have among us authorized representative of Messrs. Mehen Halani and Associates, practicing company secretary, who is the scrutinizer for this meeting and participating through the video conferencing. The register of directors and other documents are available for e-inspection. Now, I make some necessary announcements. The company has provided remote e-voting facility through NSDL to all the shareholders to cast their votes electronically on all the resolutions set out in the notice conveying the meeting. Remote e-voting facility was open from September 20th, 2023 at 9 a.m. and ended on September 22, 2023 at 5 p.m. Since the AGM is held virtually, the option for physical voting facilities at this AGM is not provided. However, the company has provided e-voting facility during the AGM for those members who had not voted through remote e-voting and who are present at this AGM. This e-voting facility will be closed after 30 minutes from conclusion of the AGM. There will be no proposed or second of resolutions as this meeting is held virtually. Now I will go through the business affairs of the company. Financial results for the year. During the year, the company had generated a total revenue of rupees 1,005 lakhs as compared to previous year's total revenue of rupees 600 lakhs. The loss after tax attributable to shareholders for financial year 2022-23 was rupees 4,466 lakhs as against the loss after tax of rupees 2,719 lakhs for financial year 2021-22. Major activities undertaken by the company during the year. The useful life of the assets classified as assets for sale stroke dispose of are considered as nil, and accordingly they have been depreciated up to 98% of the original cost As in the opinion of the management, no further benefits are expected from the use or disposal of those assets. The company has repaid all its loan and has become a debt-free company as on 31st of March 2023. Further, the details of the sale of fixed assets during the year are also given in the annual report. Future prospects of the company. The details of your company's performance in the financial year 2022-23 have already been published in the annual report, which has been sent to members and available on the website of the company and stock exchanges too. The Government of India has announced the National Education Policy, NEP, which is applicable from academic year 2023-24. One of the main contents of the new education policy is the introduction of skill training to students from grade 6 to grade 8. The company has expertise in providing skill training in line with the announcement made in the NEP. Accordingly, the company has planned and introduced skill training programs like artificial intelligence, beauty and wellness, financial literacy, training and coaching for competitive examinations shall also be provided. I now present the annual report of your company for the financial year 2022-23. With your permission, I would like to take the notice of the 17th AGM as read. Statutory stroke secretarial auditor opinion. There are a few observations of the statutory auditor which are replied in the director's report forming part of the annual report, and observations of the secretarial auditor in their report are self-explanatory. With the permission of the members, auditor's report and board's report, including the annexure thereof, are taken as read. Please note that there will be no voting by a show of hands at this meeting. Now I proceed with the business items mentioned in the notice. Serial number 1. To receive, consider and adopt A. The audited standalone financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2023, together with the report of the Board of Directors and the auditors thereon, and B. The audited consolidated financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2023 and the report of the auditors thereon. Ordinary resolution. 2. To appoint a director in place of Mr. Dipen Shah, bin number 07600611, who retires by rotation and being eligible offers himself for reappointment. It's an ordinary resolution. 3. To approve and ratify the remuneration of the cost auditor for the financial year ended March 31st, 2024. It is an ordinary resolution. 4. To approve the appointment of Mr. Sanjay Doshi, bin number 00004274, as an independent director. This is a special resolution. As per the AGM notice, the company has provided an opportunity to the shareholders to express their views or send questions in advance, mentioning their name, DMAT account number, folio number, email ID, mobile number, etc. at the company's email ID by Saturday, September 16, 2023. Few questions from the shareholders along with the company's reply are as follows. Shareholders name Lekha Satish Shah. Question: what is the total number of employees? The answer is, please refer page number 25 of the annual report. Shareholder's name, Lata Bharat Ne Gandhi. Question: what is the CAPEX program? The answer is, the CAPEX for the coming years is under the planning stage. Shareholder's name, Bharat Pratap Singh Ne Gandhi. Question: when did the company declare the last dividend? Answer is, in the financial year 2015-16. Shareholder's name, Vaishali Kavit Ne Gandhi. Question: what is the total strength of employees in office and factory? The answer is, please refer page number 25 of the annual report. Question: please give details of The same shareholder has asked another question. Please give details of other expenses. The answer is, please refer Schedule 30, forming part of financials on page number 90 of the annual report. Next shareholder, J. Abhishek. Question. Where you see the industry in next 3 years and where our company will be placed within the industry as other players are more proactive and prudent? The answer is, education sector is a very stable sector. There is a lot of growth potential in the coming years. Our company is planning to set up new centers throughout the country. The company has redesigned the syllabus to adapt to the changes taking place in the education sector, which will help the future generation in skill development. The same shareholder asked another question. What is the policy related to dividend in our company, as most of the senior citizens only depend on that? The answer is, due to loss, the company has not been able to declare dividend. Next shareholder, Prakashini Shenoy. Question. How are we planning to increase the revenue? The answer is, company is planning to start new preschool centers and new verticals in line with the NEP 2020 to start skill development programs, and the company also intends to tie up with new K-12 schools. Same shareholder asks another question. What is the future of the company? The Government of India. Answer is, the Government of India has announced the new education policy, which is applicable from academic year 2023-24. One of the main contents of the new education policy is to introduce the skill training for students in grade 6 to grade 8. The company has expertise in providing skill training in line with NEP announcement. Accordingly, the company has planned and introduced skill training programs like artificial intelligence, beauty and wellness, financial literacy training, and coaching for competitive exams also will be provided. Now, I would like to express my sincere thanks to our shareholders, franchisees, bankers, auditors, employees, all government authorities, and other stakeholders at large for their faith in us. Further, my special thanks to all my colleagues on the board for their valuable guidance and support. Now, I request Ms. Gudi Bajpai, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of the company, and representative of Messrs. Mien, Halani and Associates, scrutinizer, to complete the e-voting process, which will be kept open for the next 30 minutes for members who have not cast their votes earlier. The results, along with the scrutinizer's report, will be uploaded within 48 hours on the website of the company and will also be filed with NSDL and the stock exchanges. I thank everyone for attending this meeting. Please stay safe and take good care of yourself and your family. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. We have stopped.